Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No, I don't know, because sometimes I write stuff like in my notebooks, yeah. And sometimes I put it in my notes. And I have another app that's like a voice recorder on my Apple Watch.
Oh yeah, you just
I talk about theory. It. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay, so that's kind of like me.
Oh, you have a voice recorder too?
No, like I just do it before we record. I'm like, you know how I was like kind of dozing off?
Yeah.
That's how I get into like the mental. It's like I vision you in front of me and just telling the theory.
Oh really?
In my notes, if anyone finds my notes, like it'll just be some random ass shit, like why is a giraffe?
Is it like one word?
Yeah. No, it's like a description, but like a little description. But like if you find my notes, it's like the weirdest shit. And I feel like that if you want to really get to know a person, the notes is where it's at. Cause that's where you find the most secret shit.
Yo, okay. Do you think if you got like your girlfriend or boyfriend's phone, that's the first thing you want to check?
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't even want to check text messages though.
No, I don't think text messages, because you can delete text messages. But people usually, I have notes from like fucking.
That's a diary, bro.
Yeah,
it says that's a diary.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's like, because I have notes of like I've added usernames from PS3 players in like 2016. Like I can scroll down on my notes. Like my last note is probably a username.
2016, you had it for that long? Your iCloud?
Do you delete your notes? No. I don't think anyone deletes their
notes. No, bro, I always switch my thing. Because I don't think my iCloud saved my iPod stuff. Was iCloud a thing? iCloud wasn't even a thing, bro.
You know what's so fire now? Because I got a new phone.
Yeah.
You can have the iCloud and then like you like put the two phones together and then it transports all.
Oh, that's what I did. That's what I did. Yeah, yeah. That's smart.
Before you had to put it on your computer, then transport that into your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Love technology, gang.
What I like so much is, okay, this is a good thing and a bad thing.
Okay.
Because you know how you can tap your phone and just pay for shit?
Okay, yeah, that's a bad thing.
Do you think it's bad or good?
No, that's a bad thing. You know, I had to take that off my phone.
Oh, because you spent too much? Because
I spent way too much, fam.
Damn.
That's why, like, whenever I go out now, I only have, like, $20, so I can only spend
cash,
this.
You take cash out? Yeah. I think, I forgot who it was. It might have been, like, Warren Buffett or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, a billionaire. He said, only spend with cash because you're going to spend more if it's online.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you think about it, bro, if you have, let's say, like, a huge number, think about a GTA 5, bro. Yeah. When you have that huge, big guess number of like a billion whatever cars. When you go and buy shit it drops money,
yeah,
if it's still a big number you can be like, okay, I can buy more. But realistically you should look at what you spent for that fucking day. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah. Do you know the millionaire kid on TikTok that's like, this is what I learned from my millionaire dad, and like it's like everyone in the comments like, yo, he's getting forced to say this shit.
Why forced?
No, because it looks like he's like, he has a millionaire dad,
yeah,
and he's like, this is what I learned. You have to save half your paycheck. You don't spend that on cars. Invest in a house.
Oh, so you think it's his dad that's like, yo, go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
Go on TikTok.
I don't think that kid wants to record TikToks. He's just there for the money.
I think I've seen that before with like kids on stage where they don't even want to be on stage, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst. I think that's fucking the worst when you make your kid go and do a performance and then they're like, oh, I have to do this.
Do you know the old videos that you have, like the choir vids when you're all singing like Christmas songs with like kindergartens?
Oh, like the winter festival.
Yeah, yeah. There's always that one kid that just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that was me, but I just fuck around.
What do you mean?
Yo, whenever we had those like meetings and stuff, mm-hmm. or at least like rehearsal, I think I told this story before. Like I would make people laugh, or I would do some dumb shit to like disrupt the class.
Yeah.
And then ruin the whole thing.
What'd you do?
I forgot what I was doing. I told this before, and then I got scolded. Remember?
Yeah.
And the teacher just scolded me in my face. Mm. I think for those type of reasons, I never wanted to be part of like singing
stuff?
Or choir and stuff anymore.
Really?
But I used to love singing.
Oh yeah?
I used to love singing, man.
I mean, I think that's rooted in us. We're like Filipinos, so.
Yeah. I think the moment you have like a karaoke night and everybody gasses you up, then you're like, oh, maybe I can do this shit.
Yeah. Like you said, the drunk uncles, maybe you're not really that good. They're just super drunk.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. But it's dope if you take that and be like, okay, I can do this now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Boom. And then they go ahead and actually do work.
Mm, yeah.
But here's the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think having a friend that doesn't make good music, or like they're really bad at making music, how do you tell them they don't make good stuff?
Oh, fuck. You know, one of the go-tos is like, yeah, I like it, but I wouldn't listen to this on my own time. You know?
Really?
It kind of gives like a bad, but always end it with a good.
Mm.
Right? I think that's something I learned in like kindergarten, the good and bad sandwich. Whenever you don't, you try to like, you don't want to make someone mad. With the criticism, you add like good shit on top of like the bread.
Mm-hmm.
So like at the end of the day, they're not thinking, oh, they think my shit sucks. They're trying to, at the end of the day, the last words I heard from them was good.
I think for me, whenever somebody shows me something that I don't necessarily like, this is what I always tell them. I tell them, you have to prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want you to fucking prove me wrong right now.
Yeah.
Like, go do something to make me change my mind.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out that way, it didn't work out that way. Okay. But that's what I tell them. Prove me wrong rather than fucking, this sucks.
Fake love.
Rather than, oh, this is good, but blah, blah, blah. Mm,
yeah.
Instead of just saying that, I'll say, I don't like it that much, but I want you to prove me wrong.
Yeah. I think I'm too nice, bro. Like, I always say, like, sometimes I catch myself showing, like, fake love.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck, that's not going to help him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Going. But yeah, I have to get meaner, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to give criticism. Like, when I give criticism, it's harsh. Like, I'll be like, oh, that shit is trash, bro. Like,
that's not good criticism, though. That's terrible criticism. Yeah.
Because in my own opinion, I wouldn't listen to that shit. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get better at that, you know?
When I give criticism, I always give, like, what you should do. Rather than fucking saying something sucks, I'd be like, maybe you should just try this.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I do.
Cause like what you caught about me is like, oh, I'm very judgmental. Like I'm like when I say I'm a pro hater. Like, like first thing, I think it's social media did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like boom, if I see something I don't like in my head, I'm like, yo, that shit's whack, bro. Like, is that with you too? Like,
nah, I don't even do that, bro.
Word?
No, I don't know. Maybe before when I was younger, like I used to think, nah, actually, I don't know. I never gave anything like a straight up fuck that.
Really?
Never.
I think it's weird, but I look at like if like a fit.
Yeah.
If someone shows me a fit, I'll be like, oh, that shit's whack in my head.
In my head, maybe it's because I dive into so many fucking genres of
of stuff.
Of like people too.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, I mean? That's true.
Then I always know there's a place for something everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say look at the dog girl.
For example, dog girl?
You know that dog girl that pretends she's a dog and has like a fetish?
What?
Yeah, you never heard about her?
Where is this on? TikTok?
Bro, she's been viral, fam. So it's this dog girl where she pretends to be a dog and like licks water from a bowl. And it's like a sexual thing, right? It's like a sexual thing.
Yeah.
To sell her OnlyFans, but she does that fetish of like being a dog.
Oh no, I've never heard that.
Yeah, but that's in my head, I'm like, she's making hella money. I'm pretty sure she's a millionaire.
Oh yeah?
But she's specifically for that small niche.
Mm-hmm.
And as crazy as that sounds, that's still something. You know what I mean?
Really?
So if there's something like that, there's something for toenail clippings.
Uh-huh.
There's something for melted ice cream. You know what I mean? Like random shit.
What's like the weirdest fetish that someone's like admitted to you?
Weirdest fetish somebody's admitted to me?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've heard any crazy ones. Yeah, like I heard
the toe one. I've always heard the toe one.
The
like,
toe one?
Like a lot of people like toes.
That's weird to me. I know. That's weird to me.
Well, would you... Okay. And this question always comes up. Would you, like, suck your girlfriend's toes? Or, like, your significant other's toes?
Nah, that's dirty.
You wouldn't? Even if, like, you're married and, like, you're in the position, like, oh, you guys are hella horny. You just do it?
It just doesn't appeal to me. Or, it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah. Because there's no, like, clean feet. Is there?
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know.
Ask the Nickelodeon.
If you wash your feet, I guess.
Yeah. But you wouldn't?
Okay, are your feet cleaner than your hands?
That's
a good question.
Are our feet cleaner than our hands?
I think no. I think our hands are dirtier.
Why do you think that?
I think our hands are dirtier because we touch everything with our hands.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say because we wear socks everywhere we go and shoes, so they're kind of protected.
But is it because we keep the foot in a enclosed spot for very long?
Yeah, but at the same time, that can be dirty too because sweat, athlete's foot. People have athlete's foot. It gets gross down there.
Maybe because we wash our hands more than our feet. Then it becomes cleaner?
True, yeah, I guess.
Maybe you just have dirty ass socks then, like, it's a problem.
That's a red flag too. Like, you can't have dirty feet, fam. Like dirty feet. No, like, when the feet is actually, like, black, like, charcoal black.
My feet get like that if I work out, like, training.
Really?
Yeah, and bro, because when I'm doing Muay Thai.
Oh, you're barefoot.
Barefoot, and it rubs on the thing.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, it's like, it's like leather now, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my shit's like leather, really? Bro. Yeah.
No, but I think my hands got rougher just because, you know, when you punch the bag,
yeah,
you know your technique is off when like your skin rips. You know that?
When your skin rips,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, because that means you're punching, but you're dragging it down a bit. Punching and dragging it down. That's why on your knuckles, if you guys ever punch a punching bag, you just punch it straight and cock right back. Because that means there's no skin in there's no rips.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't really bag that. Yeah. I used to get it all the time, but I used to only get it, I think, right here on the last knuckle.
Oh, yeah?
On the last knuckle. And this is always when I didn't wrap up. So you always wrap up.
Yeah, insects wrap too, fam. Wrap up.
Nah, and then I think over time, it healed, and I don't get cut there no more. It's like reinforced.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Back to your like story of like interesting people. Mm-hmm. Who was like the most interesting person you've ever spoke to?
Most interesting person I ever spoke to.
Yeah. Mm. Like oh that that conversation was just like outright like oh shit like I'll remember that forever.
I think one of my favorites I always have is with my dentist. I talked about him before.
Okay. What'd you guys talk about?
So this is really like I think second month of the podcast, and I told him what I was doing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he told me everything I wanted to hear, but he told it in a way where it's like, you should have been known this. You get me?
Okay.
So he told me, yo, he drops gems, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know. Something about my dentist, he just drops gems. I think it's because he also owns the actual building.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns all of that. Mm-hmm. So he's the like big boss. Yeah. But he's like more hands-on, so he's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
So he told me these gems. I said this before on an older episode, one of the first episodes,
yeah,
where he said, this really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Rather than buying more things, rather than buying like a bigger house, mm-hmm, buying more clothes, buying all this materialistic things, he said, what you want to buy is buy things that give you more time.
Buy things that give you more time. Facts.
Remember I said that?
Yeah, yeah.
So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Let's say I have a job which requires 5 hours of my time to do something, mm-hmm, right? Boom. Mm-hmm. Instead of buying, let's say, a vacation away from it,
yeah,
buy somebody to do that work and give you time to do other things.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Right?
That's facts.
So now that you have that free time, because time is one thing that no rich person can really buy unless they buy through doing those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Because one thing we don't ever get is time.
Yeah.
You don't get time back, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Like there's no value of time where you can just like, let me refund. That shit's gone.
I know. That's why you gotta live in the moment, fam. Always.
So once you have that time, once you have like free time to do, then you can spend it on whatever you want. Spend it with family.
Yeah.
Spend it on a side hustle. Spend it on your actual passions.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, that's true. I think the one of the most, it wasn't from a CEO that was like the most interesting conversation. It was from a guy that I met in Toronto playing basketball with. Right.
Yeah.
Shout out Moses. I don't know if you're still watching this, but we just had like this conversation when we were waiting to play pickup. Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, I know you from somewhere. You look mad familiar, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, I don't do anything. If you ever see me in public, I always say that. If you think you recognize me, I'll say, nah, I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk about the podcast. Yeah. So he's like, nah, I seen you on my TikTok, fam. Like, I seen you on TikTok. He's like, you and Carlos are mad inspirational. Mm-hmm. And then he told me his story.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, fam, like, I was homeless. Like, when I was a kid, like, my mom left me and shit, like, and I was just homeless. And we went to the convenience store, right? Mm-hmm. And I picked up a Honey Bun and Gatorade. He's like, yo, one day, fam, like, this was my lunch. Mm-hmm. This was my breakfast and shit like that. So that conversation just made me, like, mad appreciative, like, what we can do. He's like, yo, fam, I watched your podcast, fam, mm-hmm. and it's, like, super inspirational. Made me get off my feet.
That's good. That's good, because I always try to leave that shit out for y'all. Like,
but deadass, this is a kid younger than me, too. And he's like, fam, when I didn't have like a home, mm-hmm. I used to just play here for hours. Just me and a basketball. That's all I needed to be happy. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
And what means a lot to me is when these people in those situations, like, mm-hmm. I may have, because I would have never known.
Yeah.
Feel me? Mm-hmm. And there's so much other people that are in harsh situations that need somebody to tell them something. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm glad I can be that, or at least we can leave that for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's very powerful stuff, bro. Yeah. That's very powerful stuff, especially if it impacts their life positively.
Yeah. And for all the negative thinkers, man, you know how something bad or small might happen in the day?
Yeah.
It might just be a bad day, but like, it's not a bad life. You don't have a bad life. You still go home to a house. You still go home to a bed, right? Mm-hmm. So don't let that little thing impact your whole day.
Do you think you ever had like a super bad day?
Yeah, we all have those, I feel like.
Do you remember like a specific bad day though? Specific
bad day? I don't want to get too deep, but like probably when I see my dad crying downstairs, and then I was like, oh, what happened? And then like, oh, your grandma passed away.
Oh,
that was my bad day.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't think about anything. And then I remember specifically like I was in my, I don't know, my grandpa was in my room and I just hugged him for a bit. And I'm like, fuck, man, this shit is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I think for me, what's hard is like I'd have bad days, but I really try and forget them. And in a sense, like I lose that memory.
You lose it?
But do you think it's bad to forget the bad? Do you think you have to remember?
Yeah, you always have to remember. Because I also, whenever I think like, oh, my grandma's always watching down on me.
Yeah.
So I got to push for her. Or if I know a lot of people have people that passed away, they do everything they do now for them. You feel me?
It's like a source of motivation.
Yeah, one big reason why I didn't drop out of university is because like my grandma always wanted me to complete university. That's a big reason why I'm doing it right now. You know, and I'm gonna complete it.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I think it's always good, especially when you have like somebody you have to work for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like necessarily like work for, but they're your inspiration to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing this for them. I'm doing this for them. I'm doing this for them.
Yeah.
Then it's more so much stronger because sometimes yourself, if you're maybe you're not so believed in yourself, then it's good to look at somebody else for that.
Are you doing this for you? You're doing this for your family? What are you doing it for?
I always do it for myself, man. Yeah. As selfish as that sounds, I always do it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it is your legacy, right? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. And it's not to say that I don't do it for them too.
Yeah.
It's not to say that. But at the end of the day, I always believe like anything I do, I'm doing it for what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a selfish way sometimes, bro.
People might think that way.
I think sometimes that's a selfish way to look at it. Yeah. But I don't know. Would you say most entrepreneurs are selfish?
Most entrepreneurs are selfish. Yeah, I would think
in a sense, yeah, kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of.
In a sense, kind of. Even if you think about like, damn, it's tough though. Because there's a lot of people that give back. And I'm not saying I wouldn't give back. I would want to give back.
You do a lot. You do a lot for our community.
I would always want to give back. But the fact of like your career, I think that's one thing I'm super selfish with is like, this is my plan. This is my journey. And people that get in front of it, I don't care about their feelings.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you think?
If somebody's stopping me, not necessarily like in the way, stopping you, forget about what they care about.
Yeah.
Because you can't let that stop you.
Yeah. I had to do that recently. I'm on my Gary Vee. Or no, who doesn't read comments that you said?
Gary Vee.
Gary Vee. Yeah. I stopped reading comments because a lot of it is good. Majority of it is good. But like one comment, I felt like I don't know why, but it's like one comment would hit me more than all the 3,000 positive comments.
Really?
So I really had to look myself in the mirror like, yo, bro, what's wrong with you? Like, hella people love you. Don't worry about that shit. But then I just stopped reading comments in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's tough for the people that can't take it, especially look at like Dixie D'Amelio.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's tough for her, that's man. Too much, yeah. That's so tough for her, especially because if she's that type of person to take it personally and she has that much people looking at her.
Yeah.
Can you ever escape? Do you think you can ever escape?
Mm, the root? No. Once you're in social media, you're in it forever.
I feel like. Oh, shit. You think?
Yeah, yes. You think that?
I think you can disappear, bro.
No, you can't.
I think you can disappear.
Yeah, but when you disappear, everyone's going to be like, oh, where did she go? Where did she go? She fell off. She fell off.
No, but that's worth it, no?
Is it?
Oh, okay, I have a great story for you. Listen. Okay. So I think the movie was A Bronx Tale. You ever watch that movie?
No.
It's a mafia movie, right?
Okay.
So anyways, this guy, mm-hmm. he was a younger guy and he was talking to one of the mob leaders.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, I'm looking for Frankie. He owes me $20. Like, fuck Frankie, blah, blah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what the mob boss said is, okay, do you care about this guy? Mm. What do you think he said?
No.
He said no, right? Yeah. No. And then he said, okay, look at it like this. Look at the silver lining. You got rid of somebody you don't like for $20. You got off cheap.
Yeah, true.
He'll never come back to you. He'll never be in your life again for $20. That's true. A win.
Yeah.
So I think just the way you look at it, just the way you look at certain situations and just the way you look at those negative people, you can switch it into a way you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can use certain things as a positive if you look at it that way.
Mm. Have you ever reconciled with like an enemy like that?
Reconciled with an enemy?
Yeah. Like
I don't have much enemies.
Kanye or Drake shit.
I don't have enemies. At least I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know of.
True. True. Me. But yeah.
But I think, do you think having an enemy is a good thing?
Enemy is a good thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, me for sure. Cause like I always like before this, I'll always be on my revenge stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I have some good motivation, that's how you know, like I'm on my best performance.
Yeah.
Like whenever somebody's watching me in a basketball game that I don't like, yeah, I'm gonna perform. You feel me? That's why it's like whenever someone has a good episode, yeah, I'm gonna perform. Me specifically.
Yeah, yeah. So you say something like that, and then in my head, this is what I think about. Wow. I think about, dog, do you think Putin has that same like chip on his shoulder where when people don't take him seriously or don't perceive him at the way he wants, then he takes it to extreme levels because he's in that place of power?
Probably. He's probably ego. Big egotistical person,
right?
Yeah. And you have to be an ego, like ego guy to be running for president. Like look at Trump, look
that's
at
true
they're all that's they're true full of bro themselves.
Yeah,
they're full of themselves.
Okay, do you think, oh man, yeah, yeah, okay, never, I don't want to get into the war, but like
yeah, yeah,
are you preparing for the worst?
Am I preparing for the worst? You know what's crazy too?
Yeah.
Last episode, you said, is there going to be a nuclear war? You didn't, knock on wood. And Nelk had a podcast with Trump.
With Trump.
And they were like, oh, like, is nuclear war going to be a thing?
Mm.
And then Trump's like, it's a possibility. Like, you
can't. No, that's a real possibility.
Yeah, it's
no,
fun,
that shit's real, fam.
It's fun, bro.
That shit is a real possibility. Like, yeah. let's hope that shit never happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But honestly, I'm looking at these YouTube channels. Shout out Canadian Prepper because I watched his video last night. he's everybody's collecting like what do you call it? MREs.
Yeah.
Everybody's collecting like solar panels. Bro, I was on Amazon last night. Mm-hmm. Should I spend 5 racks on solar panels and a and a battery? Yo.
Nah.
Because if you think about it, that's like really valuable, bro. That's gonna be more valuable than anything else. Yeah. Money won't even matter, bro.
I know. Then what's the point, fam? Like, why are you worrying about things that like we can't control? Like, just go out the way you're supposed to go out, I guess.
Well, it depends on who you are, right? Yeah. It depends on who you are. If you have means to survive no matter what, then you have means to survive. Like if a nuclear strike means obliteration of everybody, like
yeah,
boom.
Then, yeah, then what's the point?
Then it doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter. I'm saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's the point where like strong people can survive and you can still live on and remember.
Okay.
Then we need those people to remember mankind, bro.
Yeah. No, because I always remember there's always like movies and like these doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
Who are like, okay, I'm gonna live in a cave and have this hazmat suit, but and then go out and get food. Okay, you're living in a cave for like what, 3-4 months? Everything's demolished. There's nothing to live for no more. Like, why are you trying to stay alive? Why? What would your reason be?
Honestly, bro,
to get in the history books, but there may not be no more history books because everything's demolished.
Okay, this is how I see it, and hopefully some other people see it like this.
Okay,
is if you're content with life, or if you're content with who you are and what you want to do, and you don't see this from stopping you, like obviously it's gonna change a lot of things. Yeah. But if you want to survive and live on, bro, do it. You know me? I think that's what it is for me. Yeah. Is like, if you wanna be there and live longer, just to see, just to experience, and just to, fam, live life. I think, in my opinion, because I don't want to lose 1 second of life.
Yeah,
that's just the way I look at it, though.
Real shit.
That's just the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't never wanna give up my life just for that.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that? Why would I do that?
That's true.
If there's a chance for me to fight and still be alive, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you have like a fuck it personality? Or like, what's your personality like?
You know my personality.
I know, that's true.
You know my personality. What do you think?
No, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, you would be like, if I said, oh, let's go ziplining. Or no, like, what do you call that? Like out the airplane?
Skydiving.
You would be like, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah,
I think that's why we like work out, because my main thing is like vibes and inshallah, right? Fuck it, let's try it. You only live once.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, okay. If you see nukes dropping right now, what's the last thing that's on your mind?
What's the last thing on my mind? Fuck. I don't know. Wait, you.
What's the last thing on your mind, bro?
Oh no!
This will tell me your personality. Just this question alone will tell me your personality.
I didn't get to travel enough,
so regrets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is just me. Maybe I'm fucking weird. Mm-hmm. But I thought of this a lot, right? And I came to the conclusion that it depends how I'm feeling that day still.
Yeah, it probably would.
It depends how I'm feeling that day. Like if I'm feeling like kind of lazy, like whatever. But if I'm feeling like super, super motivated we're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna be like, yo, where's the bunker? I'm gonna be running last second to anything I can see, right? Mm-hmm. But it just matters like to me, how I'm feeling. Maybe I'm feeling little lazy that day. I'm just gonna lie down, like watch the sunset, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Cause I remember there was a tornado warning, like a big tornado warning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, but we were super small when this happened. Mm-hmm. And we actually had to go like downstairs because it was actually that bad. And like the only thing that I was thinking of the whole time was like, yo, I don't wanna die just with my family. I wanna die with like a bunch of friends around me. Like that was my first thing.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Fuck, I want my family, my cousins around me like right now. I don't wanna die just like this. Like I want everyone to be happy together, you know?
See, I see it different, bro.
Why?
I see it different, man.
You're like, take me?
No. Okay, this is like kind of a deep look at it. Mm-hmm. But I want to see if anybody agrees with me.
Okay.
So you would rather die with everybody and see everybody, right?
Yeah, and see anyone.
I think I'm the opposite. I think I would want to die alone.
Oh, what the fuck?
Why? No, like alone in the sense of I don't see everybody sad. I don't see everybody scared. I don't see everybody in terror. Mm. Like I want the last memory of everybody I loved to be something happy. Like I don't want the last memory of everybody I love to be like we're gonna die.
Okay, I can see that.
So as I'm reminiscing, I'm thinking of the good times that I had with everybody already, rather than the moment you're in the present and the present is fucked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Because usually when it was in my head,
yeah,
I was like, oh, you get to see them for the last time, and then while you guys are dying, you're thinking of like, damn, we're having like, remember that time?
Yeah, boom, yeah. No, but knowing the people I know, they're probably gonna be stressed the fuck out, and it's gonna mess me up because I have anxiety, bro.
Oh,
and if I see you in the corner like this, like I'm gonna be freaking out, man. I'm gonna be freaking out. I'd rather just do this one on my ones, bro.
Yeah, that is true. Because whenever like I'm about to come over, you always text me like, I don't know why you do this, but it's like, oh, you're on your way, but you know I'm on my way already, like can you chill? Like
no, you take long, bro. No, because for me whenever somebody like because you said like 2 o'clock or something, so I'm ready at 2, bro. I'm ready at 2 whenever somebody gives me a time, bro.
Yeah.
I'm ready for exact moment, but like obviously I leave some leeway.
Yeah
but until like all those extra minutes in between until they come,
yeah,
I'm like dancing around the house. I'm like walking back and forth. I have nothing to do. Yeah. I'm not going on my phone because I don't know. I just don't like being on my phone. True. I took a nap because I needed to take a nap to relax myself. To relax myself. Okay. Bro, honestly, yeah. I think the worst, most uncomfortable position I could be in is like waiting long for an interview or some shit.
Oh, that is the worst.
Yeah, I think that'll fuck me up.
Bro, you start running scenarios through your head.
Yeah.
Once you start like when you're waiting in that waiting room, you're like, fuck, what if I mess this up? How do I say hello to him? Mm. What's a good like handshake to give him, you know?
Yeah.
You just throw it in, you just go off natural instinct and what you know. So I think that's better.
So any moment where you're leading up or waiting, fucking going on a water slide or going to a roller coaster and leading up, like walking up the stairs and shit, that scares me the most, man.
Yeah.
That scares me the most out of anything. Mm-hmm. Also, shit like, I'm on my way to a meeting or like an interview and then I'm in the elevator and like alone.
Oh yeah?
Thinking.
Just in your
thought. Okay. And you can hear your heartbeat. Bah, bah,
yeah,
bah, 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 bah. Mm-hmm. That's what anxiety feels like for y'all that don't have it.
That's why there was I think there was a video where they put a guy in a dark room for at least like 14 minutes and he couldn't survive. Like if you're in a room all black, just your thoughts, you're not making it out. Mm. And they said like, oh yeah, people in the comments were like, yeah, I can definitely do that for a year. No, you won't. Even if they give you food and you're just alone, you're not surviving that. No phone, no interaction.
Yeah, you go insane.
Yeah, you'll go insane.
I would go insane, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless I fall asleep.
But you can't nap for a year. You know? You can't just write like a animal. You can't go into hibernation.
Well, you heard that guy that got trapped in the cruise ship or some shit? He got trapped in a cruise ship, I think, for 3 days in total darkness in water.
Oh, okay.
Underwater, man. He survived in like an air pocket in the cruise ship.
Was he fucking sleeping? Just chilling the whole time?
No, he got trapped there because everybody thought everybody died.
Oh.
So they were just checking the wreckage out.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm
sorry. And the scuba divers like entered this air pocket and like, yo, there's a guy here. There's a guy here. And you surviving off like whatever. I think he landed in the kitchen. So there's like food and shit there.
Yeah.
We survived, man.
True. You know, I found out you have a dog, right?
Yeah.
So the way your dog sleep can tell you about his personality.
The way my dog sleeps?
Yeah. And like, it kind of gives off a signal. It's like, this is what he wants from you, from the way he sleeps.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So if he's ever sleeping cuddled in like that ball.
Oh, like a croissant?
Yeah, like a croissant. Yeah.
I always call it like a Cinnabon.
Really?
Whenever I see my dog in that, I call him Cinnabon mode.
Oh, yeah. So that means like he's mad anxious and he wants affection from you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if he's laying, does your dog ever like sleep on his back?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Okay, yeah. That means he's like super brave. Like he's super feeling brave and like comfortable right there. And, there. And if he ever like sleeps on your clothes or like uses it as a blanket or comes up to your bed.
Yo.
Super comfortable. Like he loves you. Like this, that you're like his soulmate.
Anytime I leave a hoodie like in the living room, he's always like sleeping on the hoodie. Yeah.
You have a good relationship with your dog,
man. All the time. Yeah. And since we left for the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. I think he got like separation anxiety.
Oh, you didn't bring him?
No, bro, he can't bring the dog to the resort.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we left him with our cousins at our cousin's house.
Yeah.
But he got anxiety, man.
Fuck.
And what's it called? So they sent us a video of the dogs playing.
Yeah.
And you can see him. He's having fun. But every 2 seconds, what does he do?
What?
Turns his head, tries to look at the door, the front door. Are they coming back? Yeah, damn. I swear.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Those are the most wholesome vids when like you're gone for a long time and then your dog's waiting at the door.
Did he
run up to you like start barking and shit like that?
Bark, you're pissed. This guy was pissed, though.
Yeah, two weeks is a long time, fam. 2 weeks is a long time.
Did you ever have a pet?
Yeah, I had like a goldfish, but it was not like a serious
pet. You never had like a bunny or like
But if I hamster. Did, I always say to my mom, like, I want a cat.
Why a cat?
Because I'm such a laid back, low maintenance person that I feel like a cat is also low maintenance. Is it true?
I think it's less. Yeah. I think it is less.
Yeah.
But cats, they're scary, bro.
No, that's the best. Like, you can just chill with your cat, fam. They're mad fluffy. They don't do a lot, you know?
Well, some cats are fucking, like, I don't know, man. They just look menacing to me.
True. I can see where they go.
But there's some cool cats that look like, cool cats. There's some cool cats that look like tigers and shit.
Oh,
I think that's dope.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure those ones are the ones that'll, like, slash your face and shit, bro.
Facts. But yeah, I don't think I could, like, take care of a pet right now. There's too much shit going on in my life.
Have you ever got attacked by like an animal?
No. Oh, no, no, no. I haven't. From Never? Your dog for whenever I come in. But
that's not a tag, man. That's not a tag.
Yeah, that's it. No, I haven't.
You ever been to, like, the safari shit?
Oh, wait. Actually, no. We almost got attacked.
Yeah?
Right? But you know when you're going through, like... So there was, like, a lion's, like, walkthrough thing. Mm-hmm. Where it's a big, like... Well, I don't know what to call it. Like, stadium-like thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know, like, what you're talking about.
So
it's a safari.
Yeah, yeah. So there's, like, a little path, right? And you go with your Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's bad when the tiger starts coming up to the Jeep. Yeah. And the person starts, oh shit, like back up now, like get away, shit like that. Like her voice was cracking, shit like, oh, what's going on here? What's going on here? But then like jumped onto like the glass thing, but then it was like went away after.
Oh.
But that shit, I was like, oh fuck, we're in deep shit.
Yeah.
But that was like the closest thing I got to like a tiger.
Yo, did you ever, you know like Tiger King? You ever watch that?
Tiger King? No, what's
that? On Netflix. Yo, during the pandemic, everybody's watching this shit.
Really?
Tiger King.
No, I haven't.
So this is a statistic, a real statistic. Yeah, yeah. There's more tigers in US than anywhere in the world. Else?
Oh shit.
I think 70% of the tigers in the world, or 80%, something crazy,
uh-huh,
are in the US.
Mm.
In North America, man.
That's fucked.
They're not in like the wild where they came from, bro. They breed them roaming. And they have them as pets or put them in zoos or whatever. And you know, like, you heard Carol Baskin. That name.
Yeah. Okay.
How like she murdered her husband and fed it to the tigers. Do you think that could be a real thing? Like,
yes, I believe in the Carol Baskin story.
You believe in that? Yeah. Because
she's like the hillbilly mode. Like, what's more hillbilly than feeding your dead husband to a tiger?
Yo, one of the scariest shit I ever seen, bro.
Uh-huh.
There was this mafia boss that was on a podcast.
Okay.
And he said that one method they use to get rid of a body,
mm-hmm,
they'll grind you up like super fine chunks, right?
Yeah.
And feed you to the pigs.
What?
Yeah, they'll feed you to pigs, bro. Ew, so there's no evidence.
Yeah. There's some bug that we've all eaten, like that people don't know we've eaten. I don't know what it's called. I think it's like, hold on, let me try and think of it.
A spider?
No. I gotta look it up. Hold on. So it's the cockaneedle beetle, right? So
cockaneedle?
Cockaneedle.
Yo, this guy's eating cockaneedle beetles,
no,
bro.
No, you ate it too.
Yo, this guy's eating cockaneedle beetles, man. Yo,
everyone in the world has
me. Oh shit, wrong one. Yo.
No, but the cockaneedle beetle fam, they take it from cactuses.
Yeah.
And they grind it up. And in every red food, so licorice, the red Gatorade, it's in that. So we've actually...
Oh, it's in that?
Yeah, it's all in that.
It's used for coloring?
Yeah, no, I guess, in some way. But like, you still eating a bug.
That's weird. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Yo, do you think they ever weaponized bugs like that?
Weaponized? What do you mean?
Weaponized bugs. Like, imagine you could fucking RC a mosquito with poison.
That would be fire.
And put that shit on somebody.
Yes. The wasps and shit. Remember that guy who does the YouTube video? Is like, oh fuck, that bald guy.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm this, and this is a sting from the deadliest wasp in the...
Oh, wait, Steve-O?
No, it's someone else. It's like...
No, the wilderness guy, too. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I don't know why the fuck you could do that.
Bro, if you could do that and weaponize bugs like that, you probably have the world at your hands, man.
Fam, imagine the mosquito, like you said, going into random people's houses. You just spy on someone.
Bro, imagine you can like control it in VR, too. You're like flying around in VR with a headset.
Yo, have you seen that TikTok?
This is like, crazy.
Have you seen that TikTok? It's like, put this on, put the VR set on, and you can get transported in the game. And they puts it on, and then it shows like a clip of Angry Birds, and then like
he's live in the air. That shit's so gross.
I'll put that shit up too, because they probably don't know what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Angry Birds VR.
But yeah,
that's exactly what it's like, bro. That's exactly what it's like. I hope one day we come to the point where we can like live as animals, man. Just like, I don't know, put a consciousness into a bird or like a donkey or some shit, and just see what it's like, man.
That's fine. You know the Ren effect that I searched up? It was like the most disgusting animals is a giraffe.
Why?
Because before they mate with anyone, they swing their neck at like the female to make them pee, right?
Oh,
and then
shit.
They literally drink the pee. And if they like the pee, then they mate with them.
Ew, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Ew, wait, what? They drink their pee first?
Like, they taste the pee to see if, like, oh, this, like, she's the one type shit. And then they start mating.
So wait, you're telling me they taste it to see if, like, they like the flavor, then they're gonna fuck
them? Yeah, they mate them.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's
real?
That's an actual fact.
What the
fuck? Yeah.
Yo, did you know, I learned this in Bahamas, actually.
Okay.
Did you know, sharks, mm-hmm. they'll get gang raped by dolphins?
What?
Yeah, this is real. This is real.
Okay.
So, specifically, dolphins are one of the rapiest animals in the animal kingdom.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. Oh, no. And also, what's crazy, dolphins are one of the smartest animals in the animal kingdom.
So they're taking advantage of them, man?
Yeah, that's bro. Fucked. And they roll in gangs, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I swear, in every movie, like, dolphins, there's no one singular dolphin.
No, yo, you won't catch a dolphin lacking, bro. So actually, the most gangster animal ever in the world is a dolphin, bro.
Really? I thought it would be a shark.
Nah, sharks get beat up by dolphins. Fucked. They get gang raped, bro.
Yeah, that
they get jumped. Yeah. They get jumped in the water.
Why isn't there more, like, there's no movie on, like, dolphins, though. There's always, like, some shit about Jaws. There's nothing about dolphins.
No, because dolphins look friendly, man. Yeah, they look soft and shit.
Like, when Ariel, like, spawns all the fishes, always the dolphins jumping. Like,
you ever heard that thing? It's like fuba and ku something. Okay, there's like two words, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck, I forgot exactly what it's called, like ku and fuba or some shit.
Yeah.
And everybody resembles, like, one or the other.
Okay.
So the sound, I think the first sound starts with, like, ku, and then the other one's at F, like uba.
Okay.
Something ends with uba, right?
Okay.
And if you look at somebody's face, they might resemble like a rounder, whatever.
Yeah.
And then another person might represent, like, a sharper.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So if you look at, like, a dolphin, a dolphin's kind of like the baby version of a shark. And if you look at, you know Pokemon?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know Dragonite?
Oh!
That's a perfect example. Yeah. So Charizard is like the like chiseled. The,
yeah, like that's, oh,
and no. then Dragonite's like the fucking, yeah, it's like the one with diabetes.
Yeah. Bro.
So a lot of things in art, right? Mm-hmm. And especially, this was in, you know that book I put on my story?
Yeah.
The Principles of Art?
Yeah.
So Kanye recommended this book.
Okay.
But in one of the laws and principles was exactly that. A lot of things we see in media or even just our everyday life in products, it either represents something soft and round or it represents something very sharp and rigid. It's like two archetypes you'll see everywhere.
Okay. That's pretty cool. And that's probably why our dynamic works, because you're like the rigid, you have a rigid face, and I have like a really like,
yeah, it's like the happy, and then like, yeah, that's what I was getting at. Because it's like, you need both. You can't have, because if you have two Charizards, that's kind of whack.
That's whack.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
I think that's what I mean. That's why we work. Because whenever I think about it, it's like, can Carlos have a podcast with another Carlos?
Nah,
and
it wouldn't work.
You kind of seen it in other guests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, it kind of doesn't work because they're both kind of spitting facts. It gets boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I kind of like, I don't know. It's funny, just our dynamic, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good match when it's like, too different, you know?
I know. The yin and the yang.
Yeah, because like, if you have too much of the same, then it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
That's why a lot of best friends, like, you can see a girl best friend would have another best friend that equals it out. And this kind of weird, but there's like the saying that a pretty best friend can't have like has to have like a merc best friend. There's no two pretty best friends, like the phrase goes.
Yeah.
Cause like they're too egotistical and they're like they're gonna hate each other at one day. But that the merc friend like calms the pretty girl's friend's ego down.
Mm.
That's why it works.
Is that like a theory?
No, it's not like a theory. It's like it makes sense.
I don't know, bro.
Cause if you put a bunch of pretty girls in one room, they're all gonna judgmental shit like that. Then
you think a pretty girl surrounds herself with uglier girls than her?
No, I'm not saying that, but like if that works, like what do you think?
I don't know. I think there's definitely some people that put themselves with certain people because of that reason, where they want to be seen as this, and then the others, they don't, like, you know, outshine or blah blah.
True.
But I think it takes a certain person to be like, nah, they can't look like this around me. They can't look like, you can't look like that around, you can't match blah blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it takes a certain person to do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard.
Maybe in high school, like on some mean girl shit, you're saying.
Yeah, but maybe if once you mature out of that, then you can accept it. But usually that's how it works out. That's why the whole TikTok thing is like, there can never be two pretty best friends.
They can never be two pretty best. Oh yeah, that was the thing.
That's a whole saying. That's why. Yeah.
I think it's possible, bro. I think it's possible. I'm gonna just
do. Okay, off the top of your head, do you know?
Two pretty best. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Really? You
don't? I don't know.
I actually do.
And whenever there is two, I've always heard that they've fought in because they probably have the same type of a guy, and they're like, oh, I like him. Oh, I like him. Shit like that, and that's how it happens.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the fact of you have to compare.
Yeah.
Then it becomes they can't be too pretty. Mm-hmm. But in my sense, maybe because I look at it like they're both pretty.
Yeah.
Then they're both pretty, but people love to compare.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
True. That's true.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. No matter what, if you put like let's say I give you like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and vanilla flavor. Like you try different types, you're gonna tell me which one's your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it is all opinionated.
Excuse me.
Your allergies acting up?
Yeah, allergies. Yo. Does your dad like sneeze super loud?
Oh yeah, my dad
like yells. Yeah,
and my mom too. Both of them.
Is it an Asian thing or is it just like an ethnical thing?
No, I think the older you get, the louder your sneezes become.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think as young as I remember, I was trying to like sneeze as loud as I can because it feels better.
Really?
That shit feels good, man.
Oh yeah.
If you scream it out, that shit feels good.
I know. That's like an orgasm. That's what people call sneezes. Like that's your nose's orgasm.
I heard if you hold in a sneeze, it's really bad.
It's really bad. It's super bad.
Like it like shocks your brain or something.
Yeah,
it like rumbles it.
Yeah, yeah.
Rumbling.
And then the trick is like you just say pineapples real quick and then you won't sneeze again.
That's some bullshit. No, pineapples?
Whenever you're gonna sneeze again probably. So when you do it, just say pineapples in your head and you're not gonna sneeze.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, because your brain puts it in another like you don't think about sneezing no more. You're thinking about something else.
So pineapples isn't the part of the brain that like stops your sneeze?
Yeah, or like any word. Like you can say like apples too. Just say a random word.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yes, it always works for me. That's how I always think.
Interesting.
Like whenever you have a headache, right?
Yeah.
The number one thing I do is like, because I seen it on a YouTube video, you have to really focus on where your head, when your headache is. And then you think, what shape does it make? And then you say, what color is it to you? Mm. And then you're thinking so hard that the headache just goes away.
Okay, I'm going to sound kind of crazy here. Okay. I'm going to just say it, though. I feel like sometimes when I think too hard about that stuff, I start to, like see things, bro. I don't want to sound crazy.
So, like, when you...
I'm not trying to sound crazy, but,
when you have a migraine, you think so hard that, oh, fuck, there's an elf right there.
No. Okay, I'm going to say this. So I really don't think it's anything serious, but sometimes I'll be looking at like let's say a pattern on those carpets that have like random shapes and shit, right?
Yeah.
So if I focus too hard on, oh, that looks like a face.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, like the face gets more features.
Okay.
And then the face has like is surrounded by other things I can point out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, is that me falling into like a
for sure
like a hallucination, or is that just me like seeing things that are
I don't think that's hallucination. I think just because you're so visual, you see stuff different than others.
That's kind of scary, bro. Like
no, that's good though.
Nah, I get scared sometimes, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, I get scared sometimes.
That can work as your advantage, because if we're in like an escape room,
yeah,
boom, you see stuff different. You know how to escape because you see that little shape on the wall. Oh, it's a triangle, when everyone else doesn't.
True. Yo, okay, there's this story I want to tell you.
Okay.
It's a crazy story. Okay. So, you ever heard about Elisa Lam?
No, what's that?
Elisa Lam. You ever heard about her?
No, who's that?
So, there's like, it's kind of unsolved mystery, right?
Okay.
No, this is an unsolved mystery where this girl, she ended up in like a tank of water and nobody knows how she got there.
What the fuck? How?
So, listen. So, Elisa Lam, she checked into, I think it's called the Cecil Hotel.
Mm.
And she stayed in like a hostel room. You know what a hostel is?
No, what's that?
So a hostel is like you share it with other people, like strangers in the room.
Okay.
And the concierge, one night they got a call.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, 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 pick it up. And it's Elisa. Mm. She says, hey, could I get a different room? Because there's somebody in the room that's like, kind of bothering me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? She's like, okay, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, we can hook you up with a room, like a proper room. Mm-hmm. Boom. Hangs up. So she gets moved out of the hostel and gets moved into like an actual hotel room.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
So the last sighting of Elisa before they found her body was her on the elevator.
What?
Her on the elevator. And there's footage of her.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the footage too.
No.
But there's footage of her. She's like guiding somebody. Like, come here, come here, come here.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like really anxious. She's like in the corner of the elevator. Holy very shit. Worried the whole time.
Hold on. I'm going to show you. Okay. There's actual video proof?
Yes.
What the fuck?
So this is the last sighting of her. This is all they remember. Or this is all they have on it.
Yeah.
So look. So she enters the elevator by herself.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to press. She takes a long time pressing the buttons. You see that?
Okay, yeah.
Why do you think she's taking so long, right? Now look. She's standing. And she does some weird stuff, bro. Look at this. Hold on. She's like looking around. Okay, yeah, she's looking around, right?
That's sauce.
I'm going to fast forward a little bit so you can see. She's hiding. See? She's hiding in the corner.
Yeah.
She's looking around. She's like, she's scared, right?
Uh-huh.
Look. She's still pressing the buttons and shit and nothing's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
If she's pressing the buttons, wouldn't the elevator go up?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
So look, she's guiding. See her hand? She's like moving. Come in, right?
What the fuck?
Nothing. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two theories about what happened to her.
Okay.
Now, the first theory is she was on and off her depression medication.
So she's seen stuff.
And people think that maybe she was hallucinating and she's going through something and she's just pretending like this whole scenario is happening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a crazier theory.
What?
That she played the elevator game.
What's that?
You ever heard about this?
Nah, bro. Okay, first of all, I'm already scared of elevator. Now I'm going to have this shit in my head.
Listen. So the elevator game, this is a real like spiritual game. I think it originated in Korea.
Okay.
And what happens is it's a gateway to enter a different dimension.
Yeah.
So listen, to the way you play, you walk into the elevator.
Yeah.
You're supposed to press a combination of floors before it will take you to the new dimension.
No.
So I think you press 2 first, you go to floor 2. Then when you're on floor 2, you press 4-6. Then you press floor 4.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to floor 5.
Yeah.
Now when you go to floor 5.
What happens?
A woman might come in.
Okay.
Right? Now what the rules are, you should never look at the woman. Because if you look at the woman, you might get stuck in this dimension, right? So if she walks in, she might even try to talk to you and get your attention like, hey, can you help me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should always ignore her or else your soul will be trapped there. Now, it will take you to floor 10.
Yeah.
Right? Now, floor 10 is the supposed alternate dimension. This will take you to a different universe.
Okay.
Right? Now, when you enter floor 10, what people say they saw is a red cross in the sky outside of the windows.
What the
fuck? So the way you know you're in this dimension is when you only see yourself. Like, nobody else is in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's empty, completely empty. Mm-hmm. The only person that's there is the woman that's in the elevator with you, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, once you get to that floor, you're not supposed to touch anything.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to interact with anything. Mm-hmm. And especially don't interact with that woman because she will take your soul.
What?
Yeah. So take this in, right?
Uh-huh.
So what happens is if you talk to her or do something with her, she'll take you to like a different floor and you're trapped forever and you can't get back. Now, if you want to get back, right? You have to do a certain combination to get back right away.
Fuck.
Yeah, so the whole theory is that she was playing this game.
Why though?
She was playing this game.
Yeah.
Now, take this in.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people didn't know she was actually a blogger.
Oh, this is why.
She was a blogger.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So she went out to do explorations. To the extreme, yeah. Explorations. And okay. The Cecil Hotel mm-hmm. is
it's,
actually...
It's already mad haunted.
It's known for hauntings, yeah. bro. Yeah. It's known for hauntings. Yeah. So take this in. So she did all this stuff, right? Uh-huh. And people said she's not the type to go and kill herself. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't do that.
She's just a mad positive person.
Yeah. But ended up happening. The hotel workers... found her in the roof on the tank of water. Nah. You know, the boiler water?
Yeah.
Found her inside of the tank, just her body floating.
Oh my goodness.
So that's the theory is yeah. she might have played this game and her physical self may have not known where she was going.
Where she was going.
But her spiritual self was doing all of these different things. Oh so in the video, that's when why you see her like talking, yeah, pressing so many. Why is she pressing the button so much, bro? Yeah.
Cause she's like trying to escape type shit.
She's trying to escape.
The whole time I was like, yo, 10K likes we do this, but fuck that.
No, bro. No, like a lot of people did this. Listen, you can go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and hear stories of people that actually did it.
Yeah.
And everybody will tell you not to do it.
Okay.
Because but you could really out, get lost.
But they've gotten out.
Some people got out.
Oh, shit. Oh,
some shit. People got, and some people will tell you, like, they could have got stuck.
No, but is this only, like, a Cecil Hotel thing? Or is it, like, because if I do that at, like, the Marriott, that shit probably
I think
happen.
I think there's something about the Cecil Hotel that made certain things happen, like paranormal experiences happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that energy there.
Okay.
But it's called the elevator game where you can play with any elevator. I think you have to have 10 floors. That's, like, the requirement.
Okay. That's scary, bro.
Yeah, a combination yeah. that will take you to that.
Yeah, and just bare people disappearing.
Just that just sounds like a movie, man.
I know.
Somebody make that, is it?
No.
It should be.
Like, it is. Like, that shit is a movie, bro. Because how are you getting teleported to different floors? It's like different levels of a boss. And then you see a Batman logo.
No, it's a cross.
Yeah, I know. Like, but it's like the Bat. You know how the Batman has a sign in the
yeah,
air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, nah, that's dead. So weird, bro. So it's obviously a cross and then red light.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the sky.
Yeah, like, yo, you're dead, man.
That's just yeah. weird.
Have we ever talked about skinwalkers?
Skinwalkers? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think we ever talked about that.
But you brought it up a bunch of times.
I think I brought it up before, but I never, like, dived into it.
But then I looked up, and, like, in the U.S., there's actually, like, certain, stories about skinwalkers.
Yeah.
And how in certain forests, like, people, they disguise themselves as people. Because they can't hear, they can hear, but they can't speak, right?
Mm.
So they only learn the words of the people that, right before they kill them and take them, what they're saying.
Oh, shit.
So the usually the last words that people say is, help me, help me.
Yeah.
So that's how they attract people, fam. So the only words they know is, help me, help me. So if you see a person in a forest screaming, help me, where are you going to go?
Oh.
To them. And once you go to them, boom, they got you already.
Damn. Wait, where in the world does this happen? Do you know?
The U.S. I don't know. The U.S., but like in certain forests.
In like North America specifically?
Yeah, North America specifically.
Yo.
Like there's skinwalkers and shit like that.
I think there's been like cults and shit that live in the forest in like really random secluded areas.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if like these skinwalkers are just those people?
Really? Yeah.
You ever watch that movie, The Hills Have Eyes?
No, that just sounds scary. Is that a horror movie?
It's like a horror movie. Okay, it's a very old movie, but they did like remakes of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope they revamp it and bring it back because this is a really interesting concept where they were in the desert. Mm-hmm. Like this family lived in the desert in an RV.
Okay.
And what happened was they were near a nuclear testing site.
Oh, just like Pickering.
Yeah, a nuclear testing site where they would test nuclear bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And the radiation and them doing incest or whatever made them into these monsters that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cannibals.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
They're cannibals because the only thing that they could find around there are like what the couple rabbits or whatever they can find, birds, but tourists.
Yeah.
Tourists that they could eat.
Yeah, for real. Did you see that? I think it was Anthony Bourdain, but you know how he goes to different countries and sees what they eat?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you've seen this before, but they were in a circle with like a guy with a necklace, like the leader of that like tribe.
Mm.
And he started like chewing on.
Oh no, that wasn't Anthony Bourdain. That was somebody else.
Some yeah. other white guy.
Yeah, somebody but else.
He started chewing on himself, and like the guy was like, "I'm not gonna eat that." When he put like some guy's like, I guess leg or some shit on
yeah,
his,
yeah.
He's like, "No, I'm not gonna eat that." He got super mad.
Those are the headhunters.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the cameraman was like, "Yo, bro, I think it's time to go. Like, you should eat it, fam, or else we're gonna go,
bro.
Like, cause that's disrespectful in the tribe if you don't eat what they're giving you."
Yo, that's messed up, man. Because yeah. I think about it like this. It's like, if you're forced to do something like that,
yeah.
and it's your only means of survival,
yeah.
you got to do that. And then you got to live with that decision for yeah. the rest of your life, bro. Yeah.
I know, but like, you can take it on a smaller scale. Like, oh, you're prepping your girlfriend to eat for like Filipino food. Like, fam, whatever's put in front of you, you got to eat so my parents like you.
Type oh, true. Like, would you do that?
Yeah.
You would do
of
that?
Like, it's a sign of respect.
I feel like for me, if a girl doesn't even want to like try,
oh yeah,
then that's a red flag yeah, to me.
Exactly.
That's a red flag to me. I don't think I would ever do like a prep thing though.
Yeah, I feel like it's like natural, but I remember seeing the, like this video is like, oh yo, we have like stuffed intestines. Whatever is put in front of you, you better fucking eat it. Because it's that weird, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes you need a prep.
I don't think Filipino food's that weird though.
It's not. I don't think so.
Especially if you just get like the meats.
The normal shit.
Yeah. It's not that maybe crazy. Maybe
that's a good test, like to test your girl. Like just bring the most exotic food.
Maybe. I think a good test would be like Korean barbecue, just because.
Everyone loves
Korean barbecue. No, just because. You know all the sides they bring?
Oh, like the weird,
exactly.
Like the kimchi.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a good test. That's a good test, I think. All the pickled stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's I don't think that's test. Bad to me just because I'm a foodie, but maybe, yeah, to a picky eater.
Yeah, for a picky eater. I remember the first time I went to Korean barbecue, I went to Korean barbecue, I'm like, what is all this stuff?
Like, it's a lot of it.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm like, whoa, do we have to mix this together? Like, how do I eat this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a good test, is just like bring them Korean barbecue, low key. What else would be a good food spot to test?
First date?
Definitely not no burgers, not no pizza. It's gotta be
I like that. Since I'm a low maintenance person, I wanna see your wild, like I wanna see the side that you don't show me right away so I can just like be comfortable.
With burgers and stuff?
Yeah, cause fam, Korean barbecue is shit first date, cause you guys are so hungry, grilling, like you guys are eating all the time. You don't know when to speak.
I don't know.
It's hard. So something that you can eat like real quick and still talk, but like, oh, you're so busy on cooking it, and then you're so worried. Is this cooked? Bring it back. You got a lot. If you can multitask, yeah, you can obviously have that shit. But for the people that can't multitask,
I think that's a good one though, because like there's so many things you can
to do.
Yeah, you can like place the meat and then talk. You can move that meat and then talk, you know?
Okay, maybe it's different because when I go out to Korean barbecue, I'm just focused on that shit.
Oh, you like task at hand?
Yeah, task at hand.
Yeah, okay, I guess you could only if you multitask Only if you multitask.
Maybe some shit like the boiling crab where like seafood boil where you have like the little things on and then you eat. I'll see if you really like.
Are you the type to put something on while you play video games?
Oh yeah, 100.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, music will be in my ear 100%.
I remember the first time I ever saw somebody like multitask crazy was Denzel, man.
Really?
So I went over to his house one time and I just see on his TV, he has like anime playing, right?
Yeah.
And then another monitor, he's gaming.
Yeah.
And then on his iPad, he's got like a YouTube video playing, bro. All goodness. At the same time,
really?
Man. Yeah.
there's an actual theory that people who play video games live longer.
Why?
Because they ran a test on this, right? And the people that are really old, you usually like lose their brain, like they don't remember.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
So people who played video games longer, when they're old, their cognitive skills are still there. They're still intact because of video games. And this is crazy because they also ran a study. So before a big college test, So there was the room was split in half. So people that have played the game Portal for 8 hours straight before the test, and people who have studied before the test. And the people that played Portal, the grades were 80% above the people that did academic studies.
Because they're training their mind, at least they're opening their mind.
Exactly.
That's just like, there's this app. Fuck, I don't want to put on the app. I'm not going to say the name.
Okay, I'll blur it out. Say it, I'll blur it out.
I think it's... I forgot the exact name anyway, okay, yeah. But it's this app and it makes you play like brain games. Do you remember Big Brain Academy on the DS? Yep. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. So every day it will give you like a memory game, a cognitive game, and then like a creative game, blah, 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 right? Yeah. So I used to do it and then every morning I started feeling like super sharp.
Yeah.
Super sharp. Just because I got used to moving my brain in those ways.
Yeah.
And I heard this thing too, if you wake up, right?
Okay.
The first minute, I think first 5 minutes of your morning are the most important of your day.
Yep.
Just because it will determine how you're feeling the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you do something super motivating, super inspiring, then you'll be inspired the rest of the day. But if you stay in bed, that's why whenever you go to sleep, you wake up and then you feel tired again, you go back to sleep, you feel like shit when you wake up, right? Yeah, yeah,
facts. And like, that's why like, I used to go on my phone first thing in the morning, but boom, social media already. Oh, I'm judgmental. This is going to be that's why it's become a habit, why I'm so like judgmental. Just because first thing I wake up,
you look at Instagram.
Instagram, you know?
Oh.
You feel me? So what should I do?
What should you do?
What's like a good thing to do?
I heard the best thing to do is make your bed.
Okay, yeah, I do that, but like that's after social media.
No. But in the military, the reason they actually make everybody make their bed is for that discipline.
Discipline stuff, yeah.
Is the discipline and the sense of accomplishment. Because if you accomplish something, you'll be more motivated to take on tasks.
True.
Right? Because look, if I give you a huge essay, I give you a huge essay, plop it down on your table, right?
Yeah.
And like, okay, start.
Uh-huh.
But what if I warm you up first? And I'd be like, oh, can you just fill out this quick submission form.
Mm-hmm.
Submission form, boom. Now you're in that mood to continue writing.
True.
So you're ready to take on that task.
Yeah.
So I feel like that sense of warm up is a real thing.
Mm, true. Yeah, I know. Okay, so this is what I always say. So before you go on like social events, what do you do to prepare your social battery? Do you like, because some people I've asked and they're like, I just take a nap. But for me, it's different. I need to be talking to someone to warm it up.
Really?
Yeah. So like before I call to you, that's why I talk by myself. But like for like a date or something, I'll call my boy up and be like, yo, what's up? Like, what's happening? Get me ready.
I think I'm the opposite.
What do you do?
I think I get tired if I talk too much.
I have a high social battery.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I get tired. Or at least I don't want to have conversations no more just because I've been doing it too much.
Really?
Yeah. That's just me. So I'm the opposite where before I used to go to parties, this is what I used to do.
Okay.
Lie down on my bed, chest up like this, and then just like daydream.
Daydream?
Daydream. Deadass, that's what I used to do.
Really?
Deadass, yeah.
I don't know. Before parties, I'm like, I'm so hyper. Like, I gotta fucking, you know?
Do you ever hear that theory where, or like, it was my teacher that said this theory where the loud people in class are quiet at home.
Oh, no, I never heard that before.
And the quiet people in class are loud at home.
Quiet people. No, I've never heard
that. You never heard that?
I don't believe that's true.
I think it's true. At least it's true for me.
Okay.
Where I could be loud one place, but because I was loud there, I want to be quiet there.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like exhausted.
Yeah.
You know why I'm like that?
Why?
Because everything I do, I just put like my full fucking throttle. Yeah. Am I wrong though?
No, you're true. That's right.
I never like save energy or stamina. I'm just like true. Full throttle.
So if I told you, yo, let's run three or like four podcasts this day, you couldn't do it.
I could probably do it.
Yeah.
I could probably do it, but
like you can see in every podcast, you can see the decrease.
Yeah, you'll probably see the decrease. But that's everybody. If you get tired, you get tired.
No.
That's what it is.
That's just not with me. You can look at every video that I put out on the channel.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's like, it's just me just chilling. It's just, I'm always just high energy.
True. Well, I'm never let down on the podcast just because I save time for that.
Yeah.
You know? True. I never like, out of nowhere, okay, let's just do it. Yeah. No, actually, I do that too.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
This guy caught himself.
Fuck, I don't know.
Just watch the videos back, you'll see.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll feel lazy, and then those are the times I'm like, okay, let me take a break today.
Yeah.
But this is one technique I used to do, especially with working out.
Okay.
I think I told you this before, right?
No.
I'll work out every single day, and I don't have a specific rest day. But the day I get tired, I make that my rest day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of like I can no longer do it uh-huh. that's the rest because I can literally no longer do it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, me, it's just like whenever I feel tired and lazy, I'll just not go. And then I'll put on the Joe Rogan motivational shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if you have 5 minutes in your day, you can definitely work out. And then I'll get my ass up and work
that's
out.
True. That's some real shit.
That's facts. That's facts.
But I think... Yeah, well, when you work out right away,
yeah,
you get that
the euphoria.
Yeah,
no, the euphoria after you work out is the best feeling ever. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, I actually just did that shit.
And I think just dressing up too, like put on like some shorts, put on some athleisure.
Yeah.
You're getting that mood.
You know, I don't think you do this because I don't think you dress up like that crazy. Mm-hmm. But I put on a crazy fit and I'm feeling myself in the mirror. And then the worst moments is when like your mom knocks on your door to talk to you and you have like this crazy ass Instagram outfit on and you have to open the door and say like, what the fuck are you wearing? You get that? You probably don't.
I kind of got that. You remember when I was doing those pictures?
Which pictures?
The pictures from my birthday. Yeah, like, I think it was just funny. It was just funny to me because I was wearing like so many different outfits. So if my mom or dad came downstairs like, you changed again? You changed again? Dog, I had 22 outfits, bro.
That's facts.
That was just weird to me.
Yeah.
But the only thing that was wrong with that, bro, I wasted a lot of clothes. I hate that too. I hate like I'm wasting clothes. Bro, that if you look at my room, that's why I have like clothes lying around because I want to wear it again and not wash it away.
The fact that you had 22 different outfits for specific jobs was like, did you have, and you probably didn't go out to like buy these like
clothes. No, I just had them.
Yeah, you just had them. Had like, them. What the fuck? Like, who does that?
I just have them, bro. Yeah. That's why I have so many different moods, man.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm feeling this style.
Yeah,
sometimes
no,
I'm
you know, style. You know why you have that? Because like, I remember I was seeing a thing. It was like specific music can see your personality too, and you listen to everything.
Oh,
so rock, you're mad violent.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then you can listen to indie too. You're mad creative, and then you listen to pop. You're an entertainer.
Yo, that's actually
like,
kind of true.
Everything. So you can switch.
Damn, that's kind of true.
Yeah, me, it's like I don't even listen to indie, so I don't believe in that because like I'm mad creative like in itself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm an entertainer.
No, I don't think it's necessarily that skill or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the vibe, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes you want to feel. I'm a very like put myself in their shoes person.
Yeah.
So if I'm watching a movie, like for example, I know a lot of people can relate to this. Batman. Y'all watch Batman? You want to feel like, oh, I'm. I'm the Dark Knight.
Yeah, I mean,
we're shit.
You know,
that type of shit.
True.
So you feel like that leaving the what do you call it? The theater.
Yeah.
And anytime I watch it, like if I watch Deadpool, I want to be like him a little bit.
Yeah, like
so. That's why I have so many different like fits because I want to feel like these movie characters.
Oh, true. Yeah, I'm more specific niche, so I don't change a lot, but I'm like more focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a theory about Batman to end it off?
A theory about Batman?
To go viral? Because that's new, so everyone's going to want a theory.
I actually might. Let me think.
Okay.
I think I heard one like a long time ago.
Bat.
Theory about Batman? Oh, this is for the old Batman, though.
Okay.
So, you know the Joker? Heath Ledger's Joker?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so in The Dark Knight specifically, when the Joker was in it.
Yeah.
So, there's a theory that the reason the Joker is who he is.
Yeah.
Is because he suffers some PTSD and he was a war vet.
I could see that. I could see that.
Right?
That makes sense.
So not only, because he had other scars. He didn't just have his scars on his mouth.
Yeah.
He had scars on his face and his arms and shit too, right? Now, the theory goes that, you know how that one scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker, he was hiding with all the military people?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that?
When they had the parade and then they're moving the rifles, they're doing the drills and shit.
Yeah.
So he was moving those shit around like he knew what to do.
Yeah.
So there's a theory that he became who he was because of the PTSD that he had.
Yeah. Because you can't just become a gunslinger just like
that. Yeah. And he was sick with explosives and shit too.
Oh, yeah.
How did he know all this stuff, right? How did he know? And he's very strategic. Mm-hmm. And remember in the first scene of the movie, he was like calling the shots when they're robbing the bank. Like, okay, this move, then this move, then this move.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy, that's like a military mindset.
Yeah, that's facts. You know the guy who makes like the art or like there's a guy who makes art where he disforms his face. Like he puts lots of clay on his face and he turns into somebody else. And then he takes a knife and slashes like the clay on his face, and then there's blood dripping.
Whoa, what the hell?
I'll show you the video. It's so fucked. It's so fucked. But I guess that's modern art now. Like anything can
anything is art now. It's anything fucked. Is art.
Yeah.
You can make this stick right here. I'm gonna like
break it. Oh, it's like,
this is art. Why is it art? Because. Because. That's all you need, y'all. That's
sold
all you need.
For $2,000.
Yeah. All right, we'll end it there. Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of Jumper Zone Podcast. Make sure to comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram.
Make sure to listen on Apple, Spotify, all that.
And yeah, that's it. Jumper Zone out.
Deuces.